In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
More than 20,000 people braved chilly wind and intermittent rain to be received by Pope Benedict XVI in St. Peter's Square at the Holy Father's weekly general audience. The gathered faithful listened to the prayer of Psalm 136 on the rivers of Babylon.
O me canteremo I canti del Signore.
During his catechesis, the Holy Father cited the words of St. Augustine's contemplation of the psalm.
Sant'Agostino lo dice con queste parole.
If we are citizens of Jerusalem, and if we must live on this earth, in the confusion of the present world, in this present Babylon, where we do not live as citizens, but dwell rather as prisoners, then we must not only sing the psalm, but live it. This is what ought to be done with the heart's deepest aspiration, a heart that is fully and religiously desirous of the eternal city.
Non solo cantiamo, ma viviamo.
Speaking in English, Pope Benedict recalled the psalm's historical roots in the Babylonian captivity of God's chosen people, the Hebrews.
The subject of this week's catechesis is a song of lamentation for the destruction of Jerusalem and the Babylonian exile, a heartfelt prayer for liberation, and an expression of longing for the holy city. Its evocation of Babylon as a place of slavery and sorrow can be seen as a symbolic foreshadowing of the horrors of the death camps of the last century, in which the Jewish people were destined to extermination.
The Holy Father continued to note how that grief of the captive Jews was such that they could no longer sing the songs of the Lord, which, he said, can only rise up to God in freedom and in the setting of liturgical prayer. Pope Benedict then taught the Church how to pray Psalm 136 in the present liturgical season.
During this Advent season, the Church reads this psalm with its plea for liberation and its nostalgic yearning for the holy city as an expression of her own prayerful hope for the Lord's coming. As St. Augustine tells us, we are called not only to sing this psalm, but to live it by lifting up our hearts with profound religious longing for the heavenly Jerusalem. I offer a warm welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors presented to this audience, and in particular to the various student groups. May this Advent be for all of you a time of reflection, prayer, and joyful expectation in preparation for the mystery of Christmas. Upon you and your families, I cordially invoke God's abundant blessings of joy and peace.
Father Freddie Thomas is an Indian priest who attended the audience. He tells us what being present for the audience meant to him.
We are very happy to see the Holy Father. He is our Holy Father, and he is in our heart and in our prayers every day. And we love him very much, and each time we come to meet him, it is a greater joy, and we want to come again and again and again. Even if it is raining, it's a great joy to be here.
The Holy Father concluded by giving his apostolic benediction.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Reporting on the Holy Father's weekly general audience, I'm Chris Altieri.